Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Beloved of God, you are welcome to another wonderful episode of my 365 devotional challenge. Before we move in, let's say a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We pay obeisance to you today. This is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We welcome you into our midst today. Please come and take control. Come and have your place, O Lord. No one can take your place. No one can replace you. All we do it for you. And we come into this episode into your hand. Please come and speak to the words, O Lord, so that your people will be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Can you feel it? I don't know if you are, if you can detect what is happening in the world right now. Can you detect this global phenomenon? I don't know if you've been fasting this month of August. The words have been going out, it's a month of fasting. But for us, it's been a month of vaccines for us. When we've been looking at everything vaccines, all the tie-ins and all the connections to the vaccines. Can you feel it? If you're a fact finder, if you're digging for information, of course, you wouldn't be here if you're not a fact finder, if you're not digging for information. Do you see the trend? Can you see what is happening in the world? I think this morning I picked up an information that they're about to release 750 million mosquitoes in some state in the US. I don't know. I've forgotten the state right now, but they're about to release some mosquitoes. Genetically modified mosquitoes to help fight, I think, Zika virus or one of those things that are out there. And one of the people that and the major sponsor of that particular company that are working on this virus, guess who? The Bill and the Melinda Gates Foundation. And today I just got to find out from a Barricade Mechanic. I don't know. He has a channel on YouTube. He calls it Barricade Mechanic, an African American. I just got to find out that, I don't know, I've forgotten the pronunciation of his name. The UN Secretary General, I don't know. The WHO, the World Health Organization Director, something. That particular man, that Ethiopian man. I just got to find out that he has ties with Bill Gates, that he's been working for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and he's been occupying top positions in different concerns of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And did you know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the top private donor to the World Health Organization? That if you combine the contributions of the UK, Germany, France, and some other countries and put it all together, that the amount that they use to support the Bill and the Melinda Gates Foundation is, or the amount that these countries collectively use to support the World Health Organization is not even up to the donations of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to who? To World Health Organization. And this is the same man that the world is putting their trust into. The latest news in Nigeria that I picked up today is I heard that the children, because the West African Examination Council, they had to postpone their exams because of this coronavirus. Like many other things, were also postponed and shifted. But I just heard that there has been a spike in the number of positive cases among the children. These kids that are writing their work, and these are kids in their 16s, these are teenagers. A lot of these kids have been testing positive, so they have pushed forward the resumption date, because the schools in Nigeria were supposed to resume on the 7th of September, according to them. But now I think that they've pushed forward the resumption date. I don't know if it's been stated or if it's not been stated. But have you ever sat back to look at the trend that is going on in the world right now? This cannot be ignored anymore. Everyone is touting the vaccine. And the Minister of Health in Nigeria, Dr. Inahire. He was talking about Nigeria being one of the poor nations that that will be scampering for the vaccines when it actually comes out that there's this quota of vaccines that will be given to poor nations of the world, that Nigeria is really looking out or looking forward to getting, you know, a chunk of those vaccines that will be going out to poor nations of the world so that they can roll it out to our people. And I was like, okay, Dr. Inahire, why don't you just line up yourself and then, you know, your household, and then get those vaccines first of all. Let's see how it works on you, since you don't know that there is no proof that the vaccines have ever worked anything. There is absolutely no proof. They keep talking about it. I mean, well, these guys have a disclaimer that whatever happens to you when we get those vaccines, they are not going to be responsible for it. And they make so much money off it. But I know it's not about the money, because these guys, they literally print this money for them. Those bankers that are running the world, these Illuminati people, they literally print money for those guys. So I know it's not about the money, but it's about the agenda of the Antichrist. It's about what they're trying to put into our bodies. They give them different, for each of these occultic people, they give them different tasks and responsibilities to take care of. And Bill Gates might think that he's taking, that his job is depopulation, or he might even know that is direct, that is working for the Antichrist. He might even know, because we have tried to look at the science behind all the things that they are doing to us, and there's absolutely nothing to show for it. And channels like Now News will be coming up and telling us that Bill Gates foresaw, or Bill Gates predicted a pandemic. That'd be 6 years ago, that'd be how many years ago, that Dr. Fauci predicted that there was going to be a pandemic during the Trump regime. How dumbed down we could we possibly be? And now people in Nigeria are telling us that the vaccines are going to come in, and that they're going to line up and pick up this vaccine to give to our people. Are we sick? Are we dying? The answer is no, we are not dying. There's nothing like coronavirus here. We are moving freely. We are not social distancing. We are not wearing masks. And no one is dying. What is going on? My God, give us. My God, help us. My God, help us. We won't be weak. We can't tug our tails in between our legs and you know, just run away for safety when we know that we are being used. We are not going to take it. And they don't know that we are not going to take it. We are going to stand up and we are going to resist them. We are not taking those vaccines into our bodies so that the plan of the enemy will never be fulfilled. We are God's children, and the will of God alone will be fulfilled on earth. The Lord's Prayer says that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pray the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's bring numbers to heaven. Don't hide yourself, Christian. Don't hide yourself. Come out and speak. Come out and show who you stand for. And God will give you the courage to even do more. In Jesus' name, amen. So, join me for a beautiful song. I think that I still have faith. I have faith in humanity. I have faith in the world. But the biggest faith that I have is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I have faith in the one that owns me. I have faith in the one that cares for me. I have faith in the one that gives me life. I have faith that it has started a good work in me, will complete it. Oh, I have faith that it has started a good work in me, will complete it. Ooh. I just wanted to know that we have faith, that he that started a good work in us is faithful enough to see it through and to complete it. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. Thank you, beloved of God. God bless you. I love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.